Indigenous educators are working to include tribal schools and communities in conversations about the shift to distance learning. The National Indian Education Association advocates for Indigenous education services at federal, state, and local levels. Diana Knoyer is an Oglala Lakota and the group's executive director. She says tribal schools are shut down and the move to online learning is a challenge.
183 elementary and secondary Bureau of Indian Education schools have closed. Haskell Indian Nations University has decided to go to online classes. Our tribal colleges and services have had to move to online if possible.
Knoyer says this disproportionately impacts students who live in rural areas, like reservations in South Dakota. She says lack of broadband and limited access to technology and equipment makes distance learning a struggle. She says more than 30% of Native students don't have internet access.
This is widening this education equity gap that we continue to argue for and debate and fight on the Hill, at the local level, at the federal level.
Knoyer is concerned some students are already behind, and if these issues aren't resolved, it will get worse. The Indian Education Association is working with policy leaders to include tribal schools in federal responses to the coronavirus.
We're advocating for $40 million for the extension of classes for an estimated 4 weeks of the Bureau of Indian Education schools, including institutions of higher learning. We're advocating to expand the health insurance benefits for our educators and our staff that are working at our bureau schools, 130 tribally controlled schools.
Knoyer says they're also working to ensure students who depend on school lunches have access to healthy meals. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Chyna Lockett in Rapid City.